in Mark 8 and verse 35. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. These are the words of Christ. God the Father said on that mountain,
what? I don't know.
Hear him. Listen to him. These are the words of Christ. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. You know, brothers and sisters, human nature is always looking for shortcuts, cheap surrogate solutions to the problems that afflict us. Cheap surrogate solutions. And whenever they try them and they don't work, people have crushed expectations. And, you know, I think one thing that sort of characterizes almost everybody in the world is crushed expectations. They tried it, didn't work, found to trying something else, and still doesn't work. In the Christian life, there is no surrogate for the grace of God.
Right.
There is no surrogate, there is no pinch hitter for faith, and there is no surrogate for denying ourselves, taking up the cross, and following Christ. And I know that people are always attempting the surrogates. They always come back to the surrogates. And sometimes when we launch into new movements, when we take on labels, formulas, or we follow leaders, they will disappoint us when there is no faith, no dying, and no grace of God. And there are these sort of exciting things that we do, these exciting new movements we invite people into. We invite people into new church plants, for example. We have two coming up, planning to plant a church here and plant a church in Elizabeth. Now, there's been some debate on whether we're planting the Elizabeth Church or the Castle Rock Church. It really doesn't matter. We're planting two churches. And in some real sense, it will feel like something new. If you meet in a new building, it will feel like something new. And whenever you have these new movements, whenever you get an exciting new worship team, I don't think that's going to happen, but let's say, for example, we had a new worship team with a new band, new exciting music, new church buildings, et cetera, et cetera. There would be a fair amount of hoopla. And there are a lot of people who want to be a part of something that is new and something that is exciting. But like those who won a free cruise on the Titanic, there will be those who will be disappointed. See, this is the problem with the movements of men. When we're following the movements of men, we get this exciting hoopla surrounding the first voyage of the Titanic. People are excited at the front end of it, but inevitably they wind up fairly disappointed. When you join a family discipleship church, I was going to say a family disappointed church, but when you form a family or you join a family discipleship church or a Reformed church or whatever it is, let's say you're part of the brand new courtship program of America. You know, you just sign up for it. You're so excited to be part of this new thing that Josh Harris invented in 1992, you know. Or let's say you decide to dedicate your life to being persecuted in communist countries, like Tom White from Voice of the Martyrs did. Or you decide to initiate the most Christ-centered, parent-directed homeschool program in the whole world. Whatever it is. When you join these programs, brothers and sisters, you need to beware. Sometimes people believe that joining these things will exempt themselves from dying for Christ. Somehow, you know, once you're part of this program, you don't have to die anymore. You're like, I don't have to die. I don't have to lay down my life. I don't have to lose my life for Christ's sake and for the gospel's anymore. What a wonderful, wonderful time. Well, whatever you join, wherever you go, you must sign your life away. What are you signing your life up for? Let's say you had a document you were signing. Here would be two short lines on that document. If you were signing, you know, to join this church or that church, you must sign up for the fact that you are, I must rely upon the sovereign grace of Almighty God all the way. And I must deny myself, take up the cross, and follow Jesus. I must lose my life for Jesus' sake. And then you sign your name under that. Okay? So when you initially enter into the body of Christ or the visible church of Christ, you must sign up for these things. You must sign the documents. Now, let's say at some time in the new venture, it becomes a bit of a drag. So you've been homeschooling for 3 years, been a part of a church for 4 years, whatever it is. You find that the venture is a little bit of a drag. And you're beginning to get some second thoughts on whether or not you really wanted to lose your life for Jesus. Brothers and sisters, from the outset, this is the commitment. Our commitment is to give up our lives. It is to die. It is to trust in God, in the sovereign grace of God, the whole distance. The new church, the new program, the new whatever it is, becomes a new opportunity in which you must die to yourself and rest in the grace of God. Now, sometimes the new church, the new atmosphere, becomes a new environment in which we engage these things. We must trust even more. We must die even more. So some who begin to adopt children, or they homeschool their kids, or perhaps they enter into an era of their life in which there's increased temptation. Or as in the case of my daughter Emily, she winds up on the mission field. And she finds that this is, it had some gloss to it, had some glamour to it on the front end. We thought that it was going to be very good. And yet she gets there and she finds that it's far more difficult than she imagined it to be. It turns out that the new environment or the new atmosphere only ups the ante. It only accentuates the requirement for laying down our lives and dying for Jesus Christ. So if you think that, if you join this nice little goody-two-shoe church that happens to agree on the 17 propositions that you find important at any given point in time, that that's sufficient for the Christian life, rather than dying for Jesus, giving up of yourself, giving up of your rights to be right all the time, and not forgiving others and not asking forgiveness of others and seeing that all of these sins are brought to light and the flesh continues to die and die and die. Brothers and sisters, we're in the wrong boat if that be the case. Are you resting in the grace of God? Are you dying to self? Are you losing your life as you take up the cross in this new environment or that new situation, that new church or this new homeschooling approach? Before you sign the document, here's the last point I want to make. Before you sign the document, I will give up my life for Jesus Christ as I join this church. And I will rest upon the sovereign grace of Almighty God all along the way as I raise these children and introduce them to Christ. As you sign this document, you need to understand something of the drawbacks. If you're going to rely on God's grace while dying to self, you cannot claim any of the credit for success. And so, therefore, there is zero room for pride. So I'm just giving you the heads up that if you want to be part of this, that is the kingdom of Christ, and if you're going to take it up the cross of Christ in whatever atmosphere, in whatever church, in whatever mission field, whatever persecuting, tempting environment it might be, you will have to give up your life for Jesus. You must rest on the sovereign grace of God. And at the end of the day, you cannot take the credit home with you. You must be humble. Did I tell you about the church? It was a church like ours that worked very hard for 14 years to build a church. They finally built the church. They moved in on a Sunday morning. In a week, it was burned to the ground, and they didn't have any insurance. So they had to spend the next 14 years. Now, they applied great courage, great endeavor, great focus. The leadership was amazing. They came forward. They led the church even stronger in the next 14 years. And they built a bigger church over the next 14 years. But a week after moving in, the thing burned to the ground again. And for some reason, somebody forgot to buy the insurance. So they worked another 14 years to build an even bigger church. And there was so much more enthusiasm the third time. It was amazing. The focus, the work, the courage that men put into this endeavor was amazing. And they built an even bigger church, and God burned it down the day before they moved in. And of course, they had no insurance. Well, the pastor prayed to God after these some 42 years of work. The pastor prayed to God, and he asked God the question, "Lord, what are you doing? Why are you burning us down again and again? We have worked so hard to build you a church." And Jesus responded and said, "You are far too reliant. Your heart is too proud, far too proud. I would rather you be humble and worship in a barn, trusting in me, than trust in yourself and build this cathedral." You see, it's the heart that matters. It's not the buildings. It's the heart that matters. May God help us to know what it is to give up our lives for Jesus, and to be willing to walk into any situation for Him. Give up our lives for Him. Not building our own kingdoms, but building the humble kingdom of Jesus Christ, which of course must involve our absolute trust in Christ alone throughout the entire process. Let's pray. Father in heaven, come before you this day to confess to you that unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Father, we are humbled before you. Yes, we are often self-reliant. We are so often proud of our own endeavors. God, we are people saturated in pride because we live amongst a proud people. Proud denominations, a proud Protestant church, Western church. Father, crush our expectations. If our expectations are not based in trust in you, we are not looking to you as little birds that look to their mother bird to feed them. Father, crush our expectations if we intend to make it out of this world alive without the dying of the flesh, without the sacrificing of ourselves for Christ who sacrificed himself for us. Father, if our intentions are anything but that, we ask you to crush our expectations today. Crush them. And then raise us back up with new expectations. Expectations of the grace of God that works in a humble people that are willing to give up their lives for Christ and for His kingdom. Now we take a moment to confess our own sins to the Lord.